The hunting season would be confined to antlerless deer, the idea being that this would help cull Wisconsin's deer herd. But snowmobilers worry that adding a hunting season in December will result in less land for them to ride on. They say that's because landowners are less likely to allow snowmobilers to pass through if someone is hunting there. Eagle River Republican Dan Meyer says that would hurt his constituents because they rely on the business that snowmobilers bring. He says without that winter income, tourism businesses in the north only have about 10 weeks of good summer weather during which they can make a living.
And if you think you can make enough money in those 10 weeks to survive on the rest of the year, come on up, because there's a lot of for sale signs on businesses and you can try it. Snowmobiling is the savior of northern Wisconsin in the winter season.
But hunting groups say that concern is overblown. They say many years Wisconsin doesn't even get enough snow in early December to have a snowmobiling season. Hunters, on the other hand, will be out snow, rain, or shine. Steve Oestreicher chairs the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. He told the joint public hearing of the Senate and Assembly Natural Resources panels that if landowners choose to keep snowmobilers off their land, it's their prerogative.
Landowners and hunters are tired of being dictated to by this special interest group.
State senators voted to send the plan back to the DNR to make some changes. The biggest one snowmobilers want is a provision that exempts everywhere north of Highway 8 from the new season. Hunters say the plan is already a compromise as is. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.